huge season of Married at First Sight wrapped up last night, and we have, and you two will not mind me saying this, but the most controversial spoken about couple on this series. Bryce and Melissa, welcome back to the studio.
Thank you.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
Guys, I've just got to wait. Melbourne Comedy Festival's on. I'm a touring comic, so I work at night time, so I haven't got to see the show. How did it all go?
Oh, really well.
Really well.
Oh,
we're sick. Still together.
Congrats.
We got through it. We copped a few barges along the way and copped abuse, gave some abuse, and sums it up in 20 seconds.
Sounds like a win.
Dude, like, when you think about this, you signed up for this show and you seemingly to find love. And then, and I know you won't be surprised by this, but when we said and told our listeners we've got you guys coming up, because we've said, well, anything you want to ask Bryce and Melissa, and we've got some great questions to ask you, but there are also the people saying, no, don't want them on, you know,
get
don't give them it.
Him.
Well, yeah, Melissa, Bryce, a lot of it is that directed at you. That's no surprise.
Yeah. Him.
Does that, how does that make you feel as people who are actually, you know, you're fodder for a lot of us keyboard warriors who buy into this entertainment, but how are you feeling? That people don't necessarily want to hear from you?
From my point of view, it hurts. I guess all I can say, and I've been asked this many times this morning already, is people have to remember it's a heavily produced TV show. They've shown about 10 to 15% of our relationship the whole way through it. And yeah, look, I don't read anything online, but I certainly hear about it. My family and friends are good at letting me know, and I kind of wish I didn't, but I kind of respect them for it as well. And yeah, look, it's taken a big toll on me, mental health-wise, both of us. We're both getting help outside of the show, outside of Channel 9 and Endemol for it. And I guess that's what people have to remember. We are two human beings. We're a relationship. People think it's this and that. They've seen what the producer decided to put on a TV show. So I guess we owe a big thank you to the producers.
It's really hard from both of our perspective because we're watching it play out on TV, and I watched last night. I haven't really been watching the last few weeks, but I was in tears when I watched our scene because it was really pathetic to watch, and I can definitely see where the audience is having this kind of reaction. I completely understand, but it's also so hard to cop that on the chin when we actually know how our relationship was the entire time. So
it's the hardest thing to sit back because we're tongue-tied. Like, I would love more than anything to come in here and say,
well, you can
this and that. Ask away, I'll answer.
Yeah. I'm glad you spoke, Mel, because I think most of the people on Instagram and Twitter and all the people that write in the newspapers always say, we didn't even really hear your voice. It was always Bryce speaking up for you. And that he was, speaking for you, and not you weren't. You didn't have a voice, and I think that's what was most people's problem.
Yeah,
because they wanted you to speak up and own it yourself.
Definitely, and again, I can see where that comes from, but that is just who I was. I'm more than happy to speak up.
Manipulative.
No. Bryce did speak for me because I was so shy and I was so worried about this persona that I could see that I was being portrayed as. I just knew how I was going to be portrayed, and I let Bryce do all the speaking because I was afraid of actually genuinely showing who I was, which is somebody that's now really annoyed with how I look. I wish I spoke up more and just defended myself, especially at dinner parties.
But I think, you know, I think most people would feel that way. Like, not many people get to have their, I guess, personal interactions with people played out to the country. So it's very rich for everyone to say, oh, Mel, do this, do that. You are, don't regret anything. Don't regret how you conducted yourself because you're you. And that is, you know, why I guess everybody's in your corner. And please don't feel bad about anything you've done, Mel. I think you've been very brave, incredibly brave. And a lot of that is reflected even in the questions we've been, I mean, we got inundated with so many questions. I don't know where to start. I'll start with Lozzie though. Lozzie said, now, Melissa, do you believe Bryce has a secret or had a secret girlfriend? All the evidence points in that direction. We need to talk about that last night.
Definitely. Look, I don't think Bryce had a secret girlfriend. I knew all about...
He had a few.
Gosh, he'd be that lucky. Come on.
People keep saying they don't know how I pick up so many girls, and I'm a bit the same.
No,
I don't know how I do either.
Yeah, we're all the same.
No, I don't think there was, but there was obviously, you know, this whole thing about a gift. That's where the focus was. So the gift thing was you'd put in money for a present with friends for another friend, and we knew about that, but we don't see that. So Yeah.
But
thanks,
wanted,
Lozzie.
You wanted evidence from that. I think we've got the audio boxy.
Well, this was your three friends, and you explained this last night. This is not new to you, Bryce, but they were recorded as they were walking away. They didn't know their microphones were still on.
Do you think he's lying to me?
Do you think he's lying?
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. Because the gift thing is true.
Oh. Well, they did know they were rolling. So things were pushed, so.
What do you mean by that? That was an off-guard moment. That was not part of what was happening in the situation. So clearly they thought they were not in shot and they were having a very low voice conversation between the three of them.
Yeah.
What do you mean things were pushed?
Well, they were told to push an agenda.
It's basically me calling out production.
Yeah.
And I said a lot worse than the couch. Of course, I'm not going to show it, but I'm happy to say it. I called it out for what it was. So basically, I got a phone call later that afternoon. We went and filmed a picnic down by Lake Billy Griffin in Canberra. And I basically got a phone call from one of the girls saying, hey, just a heads up. We were told this and this. How long? We were waiting at this hotel at the bar. So that was a rooftop bar for, I reckon, what, an hour and a half?
Yep.
For them to get mic'd up. Now, you guys have worked in TV. How long does it take you to put a microphone on your chest?
10 seconds.
Thank you. Yeah.
And have you spoken to your friends since and gone?
Yeah, the two girls. I'm great friends with Jason Roses. Absolutely not. He's just chasing 5 minutes of fame.
Right.
Wow.
Well, speaking of that, and you know, you're a radio presenter, broadcaster in the industry. Obviously not right now, but we did get a question here from Jade. Jade wanted to ask you, Bryce, do you think you've ruined your career? How are you feeling about this now in terms of a career moving forward?
Genuinely concerned. If I'm being 100% honest, I think the way that the show has betrayed me. Who'd want to hire someone like that? So, I've had some conversations with the heads of the show. I've kind of thanked them for what they've done to me. And I said, you've kind of ruined my life. You've ruined my career. I haven't got a qualification in anything else. Got 11 years in radio behind me. So I said, we're on a deal with Channel 9 for 12 more months. I said, am I working for Channel 9 for 12 months or am I coming to work for Endemol? Because you've kind of politely stuffed my career up. I'm happy to put it out there publicly.
And what gets said to you when you say that?
You'll be right. There's not much care.
Okay.
Not much care. They get the ratings.
Certainly do that. Well, Alex, just to go on the career path, Alex said, Bryce, did you get fired from your job before the show because of the show?
No, absolutely not. And my boss in Canberra at the time, Rod, who's been my biggest supporter for doing the whole experiment, him and a guy by the name of Craig Wagstaff, my biggest fans on the show, they pushed and said, go for it when I was a bit umming and ahhing. Gave me the time off to go and do the show, welcomed me back with open arms. And I think we went back for maybe 2 weeks, went back to work and then had Christmas holidays. And after that, during the break, the reunion kept getting pushed back because of COVID. So
right.
I ended up sort of taking a month off work. And by that point in time, I was like, you know what? If this is actually going to work in the real world, I'm going to not be selfish and I'm going to resign. Rod sort of knew about it and said, hey, you got my best wishes, go down. So no secret, I went for Josiah's job, didn't get it. So I was in the process for that as well.
And thank God.
You could have been sitting there right now.
Nah, yeah, he's the much better looking bloke.
100%. Mel's looking over there going, I wish you were on.
Ratings.
God, why didn't I get a match?
Josiah, meet
you?
Mel. Mel, meet Josiah.
Nice to meet you, Mel.
Hey, Boxy.
Fev is just like chomping at the bit over there if Fev he doesn't get to say
off
something.
Off air, and I quote, are the two nerds still together?
They're my favourite. They are the best.
Yeah, they are.
They are. That's great news. I heard they'd broken up.
Fev, for now.
For now. Oh.
Oh.
What does that mean?
It's just the word to
use. Do they break
use.
Up later? Is it still produced? Are they still getting filmed?
For now.
Oh.
Yeah, so everyone's
like
for
us.
Now.
Just like for us.
For now.
But
like
my wife says you're about holding us. Hands here. We should point out that if anybody's doubting you two are together.
That's one of my questions,
I'll
Boxy.
Go for it. Sorry.
Engaged, I hear. Yes.
No comment.
It's on the current affair tonight that you're engaged.
Oh, no.
Congratulations.
No comment, but thank you.
You said you're going to say everything. Oh. You can't say no comment when you say I'm going to come on air and I'm going to say everything.
Yet.
We're not engaged.
Not engaged.
Oh. Do a current affair knock on your door and you spray the hose at them like an angry tradie? Or do you just answer
their
questions?
When we did that interview, I said, hey, at least you're not chasing us down Punt Road. That's
yeah,
good.
I've had that happen to me. Don't worry, it's not fun. So you are engaged. Congratulations. Now, Bryce, did you have a fake Instagram account and you attack trolls? Did you have a voice?
Absolutely not. No, Liz could back me up on this. I haven't been on Instagram for, how long has it been? 2 months since they've had our accounts?
Yeah.
I've heard these podcasts and gossip pages saying that I've got fake accounts. I haven't got time for it, to be honest.
Who has your accounts? That's interesting.
Channel 9 social. They so hopefully we'll get them back in a few days.
So your private ones you hand over?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
They change passwords, emails, everything, and we'll get it back later this week.
Do they delete all the nasty comments?
Apparently, but they didn't for one person, which I found kind of odd from what we heard, but yeah.
You keep saying you've got no time, but you just said before you don't have a job, you could do three different Instagram accounts.
Have you not seen my publicity schedule?
All right, you speak about podcasts. Now, are you in the process of legal action against any podcasts?
No comment.
Could hear our producer Darcy out there.
There's certain things I can say. Obviously, there's a particular podcast floating around that not only is defaming me on a regular basis, but others on the show and other on previous shows, not just Maths. And I think my word of warning is be very careful where you tread, because we've all seen what's happened with the Love Island in UK, where people have taken their lives, and one day that person will lead someone to that point.
Okay.
That's all I'll say.
Oh, and separate to that, I think, and I know there are discussions about legislation, but trolls should be held accountable. No anonymous accounts should exist, and people should be absolutely held accountable.
And just I want to highlight too, Erin Molan has reached out to the two of us, and obviously everyone's
great
seen her.
She's great, Erin.
Trolling
part
past
of the Hit Network.
Yeah, up in Sydney. And look, Erin's been great, and we're going to continue discussions. So I just want to point that out, that Erin Molan's been great for both of us.
Yeah,
so
no,
that's a yes,
I hope
legal
that
action. Get it all out, which is good. Now, last night we saw your mate Beck, who threw you under the bus all series.
Mm.
She's nasty, all series.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
She was caught cheating with her brother it wasn't her brother, it was someone else. Now,
it's disgusting.
Do you think the producers paid her extra? Because how did they get that video?
I think she's just dumb.
We have diary cams, so the production gives us a camera phone, and we're supposed to document our journey when the
cameras aren't rolling.
But she would
have had to send it, though.
No, so that we actually hand the phones
over with
the all the photos and videos on it. So she's obviously overlooked that.
Wow. Big thing to overlook.
Mm.
Yes, it is.
Did you guys get paid any extra to do certain things?
No.
Absolutely not.
No. You do get hinted to persuade something. You never offered money. There was a bit of an alleged rumor going around that one of the boys on the show was offered $10,000 to sleep with someone else on the show.
Yeah.
You take that. That is
for
one of the easiest 10 grand.
I wish it was me that hit up.
How many? I did five. That's 50 large.
I can tell you now, earlier on in the series, and Liz will back me up on this, I was being encouraged to basically hit on Rebecca and try and flirt with her to eventuate something there as a cheating scandal, and I flatly refused because I said, I get along with Melissa. I don't need to.
Yeah. Well, well done to you, Bryce. Now, you speak about Rebecca. I've got two more questions. You put her number one. Do you regret that now?
Oh, 100%. It makes me sick.
Yeah.
Thinking that I did that, especially after watching the rest of the series. So this has all been filmed months ahead. So
Boxy,
I've been waiting
Bryce,
for today.
They rated the girls and Bryce put Mel 10th. There was only six women put
I've
her
never
like
forgotten 10th. That bit.
Yeah, and you put Beck number one. You loved her. Loved her.
No, I didn't. But
love the look.
Especially not now. But no, I think seeing what I've seen the whole way through, that's my biggest regret in the whole experiment, doing that.
Yeah.
That alongside some of the comments I made towards Melissa at the start about sort of the eye colour and the hair and whatnot, grabbing her hair as I did and whatnot. Mm. That was really inappropriate. And
is that why you got your hair blonde now?
Oh, yeah. So I dyed my hair blonde to make Bryce happy. Yeah. And apparently I was wearing blue contacts on the...
Well, you got beautiful eyes. You don't need the contacts.
I know I do. Yeah.
There you go. There's the confidence we wanted to see on the show.
Now, I want to know, like, after all of this, you've signed up for this thing, and obviously it's gone pear-shaped in some regards, but are you still happier that you met each other versus all of the other stuff that's happened?
Of course. I'm so happy that we did meet. I think it was a very, obviously very controversial way for us to meet, and our relationship is not perceived in the best light, but I'm 100% happy.
Last one.
Okay, yeah.
You got matching tattoos as well?
So this is one thing that wasn't shown on the show, which we're absolutely devastated about.
Such is life. On
the honeymoon.
No,
on the honeymoon, you would have seen a very brief 5 seconds of us flying a kite. Now, that whole scene was the best part of the experience for us.
The first time you were intimate?
No, way before then.
Day one.
Way before then.
Congratulations.
What was it? 3 times a day? Anyway, that's irrelevant.
Whoa.
No, so on the kite flying scene that we didn't see, I was given a busted kite and Lissus was flying around happily. It was as windy as anything day in Oberon. And I couldn't get it up. And then I've just come out of the booth and I can't get it up. And everyone was in tears, producers, camera guys. I thought, you know what? That's just a moment we'll always remember. So we went and got matching kite tattoos on the golf.
So they even stitched up your kites. They tried to stitch a relationship. They stitched you with
the
kites.
Even show it. They could have at least given us one good thing and shown the matching tattoos.
Here's my final question.
Yeah, now seriously, we've got to go to the news.
I know, but this is a big one.
I know. I'm surprised it hasn't come 5 minutes earlier.
So, this is the news, Faith.
So, mate, you've been speaking to our producer. Now, we wanted you on after the show finished a couple of weeks ago, but you called police on producers.
Yes.
Why?
It was the reason I didn't go to the dinner party. Well, we both didn't go to that dinner party. So the boys and the girls night, we were forced to be separated because I'd heard there was an incident at the girls night. The live-in producer, she was great. She was like, look, something's happened with Liz. She's okay, but she'll be coming back later. Then for some reason, it was about midnight. I walked out of the boys night about 10 p.m. Then they said, oh, look, we can't get a camera in. We can't do anything with that. So you have to sit in separate rooms. I'm like, if something's happened to Melissa, take out of the fact that she's my show wife. We're generally into each other. She's my number one priority here on the show. What the hell's going on? They wouldn't tell me. So I was like, okay, wake up in the morning. She comes in. I see her looking like she was, like just absolutely shattered. Found out about the stuff and I was like, stuff this. I walked out and walked to the producer's room and said, this is why you've kept it here. I said, you're playing with someone's mental health.
And they also took our phones off us. Yeah. That's why we didn't have our phones.
So I had no phone, no wallet, and then they kept us separate for about half the day. I ended up sneaking out of the Sky Suites in Sydney and walked down to Martin Place. So if you know Sydney, it's just a couple of blocks from Kent Street. No wallet, no phone. Went and found a stranger, said, can I have some money? I want to make a phone call on a payphone. Gave me $5. Went to Woolies, gave me some change, went to a payphone, called my parents. Mom, Dad, this is what's happening. We're on the Gold Coast. We can't help you, Bryce. Like, call the police. So I did.
Imagine that bloke that he took the $5 off. Jeez, married at first sight. Well, contestants don't get paid.
I probably wouldn't give it to him now.
The context of why I did it was, people going to think, oh, that's just way over the top. I was begging to let me go. And this is, you'd seen
you
weeks
felt like
and
you're
weeks.
In jail. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Because I said to him, I was like, guys, I said, I'm done with this. Listen, like, we're fine. We're going to just do this on the outside. Your storyline's not done. This isn't done. I'm like, it's past a TV show. Like, you're lucky you had your laptop on you and you called your mum, who then called my mum, because we were FaceTiming our parents every day together. Mm. Our parents saw the relationship for what it was, not what they've seen, this crap on TV. And I was like, you know what? If anyone can help us, it's the police. So I think I saw an article come out the other week. I don't know how it's come from production or whatnot. Good on them. But thank you for leaking it, because the truth's out there.
Right. Well, you've dropped lots of truth bombs. Thank you for coming in and being so honest and answering all the listeners' questions.
Alpha Bucks.
Fev's interrogation.
Can I play? Need to win some money.